conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In communities all around Los Angeles, wildfires are burning, in some places out of control. ABC's Leanne Suter is covering the Eaton Fire in Altadena.
It sounds like a freight train is coming through the trees here. Like, here comes another one. You can hear it kind of building as it starts. And then these winds really hit hard, these gusts, and that is the problem for all of these firefighters.
Other fires forcing thousands from their homes. In Pasadena, staff at a senior living center had to push dozens of residents in wheelchairs and hospital beds down the street to a parking lot to safety. Strong Santa Ana winds are fueling the flames. A developing winter storm is threatening to drop snow, sleet, and freezing rain on parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. President-elect Donald Trump says he will not rule out using the U.S. military to try to seize control of the Panama Canal and Greenland. He says both are vital to U.S. security. Former President Jimmy Carter is lying in state at the Capitol Rotunda. This is ABC News. Still many questions after the announcement of changes at Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, including getting rid of fact checkers.
Critics say the change will lead to more misinformation. They argue misleading posts are often amplified more on X, whose approach Meta is now following. The nonprofit Common Sense Media condemning the move, saying Mark Zuckerberg's playbook is as clear as day. Protect Meta's bottom line and cozy up to political leaders while leaving users to fend for themselves. Zuckerberg, who was once called a true enemy of the people by President-elect Trump, recently met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago and added UFC CEO and Trump ally Dana White to Meta's board of directors.
That's ABC's Lina Moise. Federal investigators are taking a new look at about 2.5 million Tesla vehicles equipped with a feature that lets drivers move them remotely. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there are reports of the vehicles hitting things like posts or other cars. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
The Packers prepare for Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice for Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles. Although Green Bay has lost Christian Watson for the rest of the season, Dontavian Wicks says they still have depth at wide receiver.
We got so many playmakers on the team, you know, and I see a lot of people that want to win. So, you know, we bring that all together and compliment each other. I think everything's going to be great for us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Milwaukee hosting the San Antonio Spurs at Fiserv Forum. In college hoops, number 7th ranked Mark came from behind to beat Georgetown 74-66. Chase Rice led the Golden Eagles with a career-high 27 points. That snapped a 5-game winning streak for the Hoyas.
Man, it's a far cry from the Georgetown team we played last year. I told the guys that coming in, but then when you feel it and you experience it on the floor, I think it still takes some adjusting on the guys' part to understand, like, this is a team to really, you know, be reckoned with in our league.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Golden Globes kicked off award season Sunday night. It was good news for the entertainment world as ratings were up across the board, including broadcast TV, social media, and streaming, despite the fact that the Globes were up against Sunday Night Football. Network TV reported that ratings were up 50% from the broadcast in 2023. The ceremony also produced 40 million social media impressions, which were more than the 2024 Oscars and Grammys had combined. Streaming ratings were up 9%. Post Malone performed with Beyonce during the the NFL halftime show on Christmas Day in Houston. The night before, he was hanging at a bar called the Rail Yard with Shibuzi. That was a fun sentence to say. Malone met bartender Renee Brown, a single mom upset that she was working Christmas Eve for the first time instead of home making cookies and watching Christmas movies with her 9-year-old daughter. Her night picked up when Malone left her a $20,000 tip. Being more than 15% is so gauche. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We will see a few breaks in the clouds and a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high right around 21 today with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 6 above tomorrow. Sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon with a high of 27. Some light snow possible tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, comedian Tim Cavanaugh joins me to discuss his upcoming show in Port Washington. Then TV's Mike Siegel and I discuss high school dance music. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy hump day to you. It is a chilly one, ladies and gentlemen. First time, Todd.
But no snow.
No snow.
No ice. I love this weather. I told you my gratitude list every morning. I walk outside, and I'll take this cold.
You won't be saying that if your pipes freeze.
I don't smoke a pipe.
This is the weather where pipes freeze because you don't have the snow as insulation.
Well, then why don't you just get insulation and put it on?
Because it's in your yard. Pipes in your yard can freeze because the ground freezes, and as depending how deep it goes.
The water line, right?
The water line. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, the water line, yeah.
I don't think so. I think, what is the magic number, 18 inches, 12? It's not that low.
Know.
It's not that deep.
It's not 14, maybe?
Maybe, okay. But what you have to do is you have to wrap, like, insulation.
Did you do that?
Because it comes up in the garage.
Did you do that?
Well, it's done.
Okay.
Yes.
You did that?
When? I just said it's done.
Did you do that?
It's called winterizing your home.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about
that. There are people who
that.
Do that. Why would I take their job away from them?
Great point. I'm talking about the stuff that's in the ground that was put in there 100 years ago.
No, that doesn't freeze.
Yeah, it does.
What don't water mains bust and stuff like that from?
Mayor?
That's true.
Oh.
But those are, you know, I can tell you though, a couple things. Okay, there's a lot wrong with what you just said. First
there's
of all,
nothing wrong with what
some
you
of
just
those
said.
Pipes are like, I'm not kidding you, clay.
What right. do you think yours yeah. are made out of?
My house, no.
What year was your house built?
Got to be
1912.
Okay, so 110 years old.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What do you think your pipes are made out of?
I do think we had this guy who was mayor who was very progressive, and he switched out all the clay pipes from the.
Listen, I don't care what Jay
did.
That's funny.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Okay.
But
so somebody out there help us
John,
out. Somebody for works for the city or whatever, can pipe water lines burst this kind of weather?
It'd have to get really cold.
It's going to get really cold.
No, I'm talking. We went through that whole, remember that polar vortex that we had where it was like below zero forever?
Yeah. But we had snow, which insulated
it.
Okay. What I'm saying is there's no above ground insulation now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes some sense.
First of all, okay, I got a text. I can't wait to hear about parking at the library, Jason. Yeah, I went on a rant yesterday about that. First of all, though, we have to have a salute, the drink of life.
You walked in the first words out of his mouth,
right.
Jim.
Live forever, right?
He goes, the juice of life.
The juice of life.
He's got a bullet blender in his hand.
Yeah. Okay, so what?
What is in this stuff?
I'm not saying because I'm going to market it.
That's not bad.
I lost 5 pounds this week drinking this.
What else are you eating besides this? Anything?
Just like low carb type stuff. Okay. Those venison brats from Brian Johnson were phenomenal. Unbelievable. Best brats I've ever tasted.
I'm hooking up with Dr. K. Take the easy
what
way
do you
out.
Think of the flavor, Todd?
That is good. It's so you have yogurt in there.
No.
What's that's the, sweet. So what do you have in
there? Protein powder.
Yep.
Yeah.
Blueberries.
Okay. Yeah.
Raspberries.
Yep.
A little bit of tang.
Tang. That's the sweetness.
Yeah. And coconut milk.
And, and chia seeds.
Chia seeds and the cowabunga. A little bit of the cowabunga powder
kajava?
From kajava.
I think I'm allergic to coconut milk.
Are you?
I'm not kidding you.
Oh boy.
I don't know. Yeah.
Why are your eyes swelling?
Jim, you're turning blue.
Yeah. What do you think, Todd?
That's good.
That's really good.
It is good.
And it's going to fill you up like you can't even believe.
That is thick. It's thick.
Yeah. Yes.
That is not a cheap drink, though. Raspberries, strawberries, I mean, that's not, right? That's expensive
well,
this time of year.
Well, yes and no. The blueberries were left over from what Nikki brought into the office. The raspberries are frozen.
They have the white on them?
I picked those up. The great. Raspberries are frozen.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah. The chia seeds, really, I'm big into chia seeds now, because once they get in you, they expand so much, they take up all the room in your gut where you're not hungry.
Pizza does that to me. Mm.
Yeah. 5 pounds drinking this.
That is good. I mean, that's good.
Could I market this? Would people buy it?
There's so many juices. You got to find something a little different. Yeah, that's all right.
I think you have to market it with
your name.
As your brand.
Right.
Yeah, Johnny Juice. Johnny's Nectar of Life. No?
Let's work on it.
All right, work on that. I need a marketing person. Yeah. Want to be my marketing
yeah,
person?
Yeah, you do.
Not bad, though, huh, Todd?
No. It's
and
really
it's
Johnny.
So good for you, it's unbelievable. Almost all the protein you need in a day right there in that glass.
Hand me that tang. But I don't think you need to put tang in there. Isn't this all?
I put a little bit of tang in there.
I know you did, but this is.
Is there sugar in there? There's got to be a sweetener.
No, it's
this
all natural.
Is zero calorie. Oh, yeah.
Zero calories, zero carbs.
Wow.
Yeah. Michael says, I'm going with Dr. K as well.
I did talk to him.
We have to talk to Kathy. Is she, Kathy, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah. No, she's not a big Dr. K. Not. She doesn't even know him. She's not a big Ozempic fan.
Yes. Kathy, Dr. Kathy, if you're listening, please give us a call. We had some questions for you yesterday, and we want to follow up with that.
I talked to a lady yesterday who was listening to our show who has been, since high school, trying to lose weight. And she's, I don't know how old she is, 38, 39, 40.
I spent 10 years trying to gain weight and 30 years trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
I can't remember where that, like, perfect thing was.
But it's not Ozempic. It's something else she's on. It's like a competitor of that, but...
But it doesn't do the same thing, takes away your appetite?
Yeah. And it does.
I mean, that's the key.
I'm just not hungry.
You won't be, after drinking this, you won't be hungry for the rest of the day.
Well, I throw up, though. That's
Chuck says, go with Johnny Juice.
Well,
Chuck
that's kind of been.
Thank you, Chuck.
You know, Chuck, I was with Johnny.
I'm going to hand you out a major award today, a major prize package to whoever comes up with the best slogan for my new creation.
I just want to say,
and I might go on the street, just hand out free samples.
Well, that's what there's your
things.
Marketing guy. Ooh. I mean, your marketing person, you're going to have to do that.
Okay, so something else. So we got to talk
like
about
when you go to Packer games, I always give it free chips and all. Yeah, you have to give free away.
Hi, this is
right.
Johnny Juice.
But
the
did Johnny
of life?
Juice, I just want to talk about who texted that in.
Chuck.
That's kind of been taken already because I've been with you at the Veterans Breakfast.
Yeah.
And they were handing out Johnny Juice, and that was like vodka.
And orange juice.
Oh, there's orange juice in there?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it can
you
parlay.
Don't confuse people.
No, I know, but this is for your health.
Apples
that's
and oranges.
For your enjoyment.
It's orange juice.
Yeah. So, business-wise, we're always looking for business ventures. So, I don't know if you saw my Facebook. I went off yesterday on the parking situation in Green Bay once again. No. Simply, you know what? Two reasons. I was driving down Washington Street. And again, this is not against the people handing out the tickets. They're doing what they're paid to do. If it's expired, you give them a ticket. They're just doing their job. It's nothing personal against them. It's just the whole idea. But I was driving down Washington Street. There was one car.
Mm-hmm.
That car had a ticket in a two-block section.
No cars. And
every other parking. So I was at the library yesterday. I was the only car at the library. I was the only car in their parking lot. And I had to put in my couple of bucks for parking, or I would have gotten a ticket. nobody goes to the library anymore for books. Have you been to the downtown Green Bay Library lately? I'm not saying this in a bad way. It's basically a warming shelter. Nobody was going through books. And God bless those people. They need some place to get out of the cold. I'm totally fine with that. I'm not saying anything against it. But, I mean, I've always, libraries, I love libraries. I love library. I wish I was a librarian. That'd be my favorite job. Okay? There's nobody really using it.
I know.
Why do you have parking meters to charge somebody $22 if you're a minute over checking out a book? $22 to go to a public library that nobody goes to. Why don't they take those parking? I want to be Cool Hand Luke. Remember why Cool Hand Luke got sent to the chain gang?
Yeah, what did he do?
What did he do?
Busted up parking meters.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember
that's
that?
Right. Yeah,
that's
right.
Why he got sent to prison, busting parking meters. Okay. I want to go Cool Hand Luke on the parking meters at the library.
So parking, Todd and I were talking about this too. Parking meters and then tickets on top of the meters were instituted to have turnover. Because what was happening, what could happen
people would park there for 8 hours free park. Totally understand that.
That's not like they would park in front of their business. They would park in their competitor's business.
Sure.
And then to leave theirs open for customers. And people are like, we can't do that. So you look on Broadway, they have no parking meters over there.
None.
Because they're not at that point yet. They have more activity over there than we do over here.
Right.
And we are unbelievably aggressive. And
unbelievable.
You've got to redeploy those people to other things that are higher priorities in the city.
Yeah.
When we give tickets out, and look, I understand.
Or at least lower the price.
Well, or a little bit of a grace period. They are
something.
So, because if there would be 50 cars, he'd have to go check all those. Well, now there's one car, so he needs, I believe that these guys are judged a little bit on their revenue. And
I'm sure they probably are, right?
Do they get bonuses for the more tickets?
No,
they
can't
write?
Do bonuses in that. No, there's not going to be
under the
bonuses.
Table, yes or no?
Under the newspaper.
Yeah. Hey, Mayor, I got a little something for you. It's under the paper.
The mayor's coming on my Lean Local show in 2 weeks.
But
we're
why
talk about
so expensive?
This. Right.
$22, $34, Chris... $55. And here's the fun part. Yeah. If you got one on a Friday and they're closed on Saturday and Sunday, those count against you in regards to the amount of time you have to pay that ticket.
Yeah.
Even though you can't go into the play. I know you got those little boxes you could put in, but in general, those 2 days count against you, even though the office is closed. 22, 34, and 55, I believe, is the way it goes over a 10-day period. Am I wrong?
That's
I might be
close.
Wrong, but it's no, really
got,
close.
I can look at my ticket.
What's in the ballpark?
Share tickets. I don't park downtown.
How many
anymore.
Tickets have we had here, Todd?
Oh,
since
my God. I don't know what's every week
50?
I have to pay.
Yeah.
And our guests. You know, they come in, and if they're here a couple minutes late that, talking it, to us,
I mean, like a minute, like 2 minutes, they must come here and just wait. This must be their first stop in downtown Green Bay, because we've had guests who walk out and there's a ticket.
At 906.
At 906.
I had, and I usually give them a little grace period,
right.
So a couple of extra minutes.
910, I should say.
We literally, I paid 60-some dollars in tickets for our guests last week.
One week.
1 week.
Just for guests who come down to be a part of the community.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is. Totally wrong.
Please run for mayor. Please run for mayor. We're starting the campaign.
On parking tickets.
Folks, ground roots campaign.
No,
Jim Schmidt for
he's
mayor.
Not doing it.
Do this. Lower groceries, lower gas, no parking tickets.
Yeah.
You'll get in.
Have a concept.
I'm weaving.
And weave it. And then,
I'll tell you what,
and
the
then
way
say
I,
you're going to take over Canada. It'll be perfect.
Yeah. I'll take over
some the UP.
How much is that Schwabin on?
I'm telling you. All right, guys, let a quick break. Mind the mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And don't forget, 1590 AM for our folks in Dykesville.
Yes.
I love, you know what, Todd? I just love saying AM. I love AM radio.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Might be dating yourself a little bit, but yeah.
Actually, you know why? Because I listened to a song. You know, like the one, I only have one good thing to say about a Kia. Okay.
Yep.
Well, actually, a lot of cars probably have this, where you can hook up your charger.
I thought you were talking about the store. You're talking about
No. Kia. My car.
A Kia, but not a Kia.
Yes. I would never buy one again. I'll be honest with you, because of the oil situation. But with that being said, so I've got that thing where you can plug in your phone charger, and on your phone, you can Google YouTube and play songs, and it comes through your phone. Yeah. Or, I mean, it comes through your speakers in the car. That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's hard to do when you're driving, though, to text in that stuff. So you got to be careful when you're doing that. But you know what song I played? I love Harry Chapin.
Oh, yeah.
So I played Harry Chapin. And you know what song came up, Todd, from 1973?
Cats in the Cradle.
Nope. I hate that song. No, you know why? I'm going to be honest with you.
Did you see him when he was here?
Harry Chapin?
Yeah.
When was that?
At the Carlton.
Oh, well, no.
Okay, why don't
I mean, you're talking like early 80s.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
I mean, it burnt down in 84, didn't it?
I just want to say he was great.
Oh,
I
love Harry Chapin.
And he doesn't bring a big orchestra.
No, you want the Cats in the Cradle song? This is the honest.
Yeah, it is sad, I know.
But no, but here's the honest to God. And again, going back to the whole library thing, my favorite thing was taking my daughters to the library when they were young. And I was in Flint. And we went to the library, and we came home, and my dad called. And that song, I was singing that song. And my dad called and told me he had cancer.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
I can see that.
I can see that like it was yesterday in my mind.
Okay.
Whenever that song comes
on. Was it W-O-L-D?
Yes. W-O-L-D-D-D-D-D-D.
But
playing all the hits for you wherever you may be.
Yeah. But,
the early morning voice who's heard but never seen.
Okay. Right.
But that does underscore what we talked about, how music can really bring you back to a time.
No question.
And it's good times. But anyway, so Harry Chapin, I remember he died in Hempstead, New York, car accident. And that was not shortly after, but I liked the way he wrote. I liked his storylines.
Unbelievable.
I'm not sure I loved his music. But
oh, I love
anyway,
his
so
music.
What?
No, but anyway,
what's the song?
No, but okay, W-O-L-D.
Oh, that's
but the funny part is, got my first gig on as an FM jock. And then I moved up to AM radio, where it's like AM was the cool thing.
FM was the, I do want to mention this because you're talking about AM signals. In the Green Bay area, when it's light out, because we're daytime only on the AMs, 1590. In the Appleton, New Holstein area, it's 1520.
Okay.
And down in Oshkosh, it's 1100.
What about the Manitowoc area?
I would think that the 1590 or 1520 might get over
okay.
that way.
Okay.
I remember one time a guy called me on my radio show back in the old days at WDUZ.
Yes.
Does that still exist? I don't know if that
it does.
It's, yeah, it does.
Well, it's the fan.
It's the fan.
Yeah, but DUZ isn't used anymore.
I don't think they say it.
Okay, but still that. Okay.
I think so.
But anyway, so it
hey, is. Hey, this guy wins your contest. Anyway, go ahead. You're talking about.
But anyway, so guys, I was doing a little talk show, like a half hour show after the regular thing. Okay. And a guy calls me. Yeah, Mino, I tried to listen to the GB game the other night up here in, I don't know, Peshtigo or someplace. I couldn't. You know what you got to do? You got to talk to your owner there and have him turn it up.
Yeah.
Turn up the
right.
signal.
Right.
I'm like, well, we can't do that. Oh, the hell you can't do that. Is that so hard? You got those big towers. Just crank it up for the games.
Oh, man.
I'm like, well, the FCC. Oh, who in the hell would know?
Yeah. I love those people. You know. Ran into plenty of
them. Yeah. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I just, this guy wins the contest.
The mayor for mayor.
No, not
oh,
that.
Vote.
I don't care about that. I was talking
Broadway
about
is installing meters after the draft.
I don't know, Jason, that's not
Jason,
what,
is that true?
Jason says, okay, first of all, after the draft, why don't you take our meters down until after the draft? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well, but I don't think that's gone through council
No, that
yet.
Would tick me off. That will, can I say piss me off?
No, I don't think you can.
But that would pee me off if they like covered up the parking meters during the draft for the out of town people
yeah.
to cater to them. But the people that work down here every day and come down here every day,
yeah.
we still get paid. That you know what I would do? I will do this. Put me in jail. I don't give a crap. I will go down and I will take those things off the meters.
Yeah, that's Luke, Cool Hand Luke.
I will do it.
I don't know that's true, but maybe
what?
It is. That I don't think that went through the city council. I didn't read that Broadway's. I know
according to Jason, who texted in, Steve Grenier said that was going to be the case.
Well, Steve, that is, I know Steve. I hired him. There's no doubt he wants that. But it's still something like that would have to go and get approved, and it's probably going to. But I'm not sure that's a done deal. Steve Grenier wants to install meters on Broadway after the draft. That is a true statement, Jason. But not sure that that's got the mayor and the city council's blessing yet. But if it does, that would be fine. Anyway, I want to get back to you, to this Johnny Juice, which I don't like that name.
Juice of Life. Mino's Juice of Life.
Juice of Life. You might have to be a little bit careful with that. But this is interesting.
Mino Zempic. That's not bad at all.
No.
That's not bad at all. That's in the lead.
That was Williams. So
William?
Yep.
William,
okay.
You're in the lead. Mino Zempic. That is not a bad idea.
That's going to be hard to beat.
I want you guys, now do me a favor.
Because you're capitalizing on a name that's already been working so hard, Ozempic. So you jump on that. Ozempic might send you a letter.
No, that's my name. My name happens to end in an O. Ozempic. I can't help that. Mine Ozempic.
I think
it's okay. William, you're in the lead.
That makes a lot of sense because you see that. It would be like, especially if they know you. But
absolutely.
It's like, they know that it's a weight loss.
I want you guys to promise me one thing. You will pay attention today. Let me know. Okay, so you had that basically at 6 o'clock. Let me know the first hunger. Don't eat. Let me know the first hunger type pang you get for the rest of the day. I bet it's going to be 6 hours. That one.
Are you hungry now?
No.
Because that's good. Because the chia right now is just starting to swell. It's just this little, almost like an amoeba type thing, a little CD. And what it does, it just.
All right.
Am I going to have issues going to the bathroom?
It's going
to
help you.
Or
it's going to help you.
Am I going to?
It's loaded with fiber. It's phenomenal with fiber. No, it's great. You're going to have so much energy today, you won't even believe it.
All right. I got a big day coming up.
You will.
So somebody's asking whether or not Mino Zempic would be a trademark issue with Ozempic.
No, yes. Because I'm not saying Ozempic.
Yes,
I'm just saying all I'm using is the Zempic part.
Oh, you're using the Ozempic part.
The
Mino.
O comes from Mino.
Still, okay.
See what I'm saying? It's my name.
Look, Your Honor.
All we're saying is Zempic.
Johnny.
Let's get a judge in here. And see.
But this could help.
Oh, you know,
you
we got to get you could, this Metzler.
Could, no,
he's
but
a judge.
Get, do
Ron,
this.
Give me a call.
Do this. Get, have them come against you, and you get all this free press, and then change the name, and they'll be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, let's just use this knowing full well that you're going to get
it. I got to tell you something.
Criminal mind.
There's your marketing.
You know how to play this game.
There's your
I'm
marketing
just telling
right there.
You're smart. You're not as dumb as people say. You're smart. Quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
At the end of this week, the USDA stocks and the grain stocks reports for 2024 will be coming out, but there's one that people should be paying close attention to. I'm Ben Jarba with the Midwest Farm Report, and with me is John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, and he's going to explain why the corn grain stocks might be something to keep an eye on.
Grain stocks for corn could be a bit of a sleeper. That might be the more important number, as how much is actually still in stockpiles. What was the usage in the fourth quarter of the year? You know, we look at the feed demand side of things. We're feeding some heavy carcasses right now on the beef side. You know, what's that going to look at in terms of the usage? So sometimes in these reports, everybody's so focused on the production side and what's happening there that that grain stockpile number might be the sleeper that could really move the market one way or another if the numbers are above or below expectations.
Heinberg also says that on the soybean side of things, South America is going to be something to watch closely as we move forward. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at what the markets are looking like this morning. Not a ton of movement going on right now, with cash corn down a half at 457.5 and new crop corn up a quarter at 446.5. March soybeans are down a quarter at 997 and November soybeans are down 3/4 at 1010 3/4. March wheat is down 1 1/4 at 541 1/4 and July wheat is down 1 at 562. Milk has seen small losses as February Class 3 milk contracts are down 11 cents at 2079 a hundredweight, and March Class 3 milk contracts are down 13 cents at 2045 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We will see a few breaks in the clouds and a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high right around 21 today with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 6 above tomorrow. Sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon with a high of 27. Some light snow possible tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 15.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our friend Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project return to the show after a vacation break. We'll catch up with them. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
For
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. New details have been released from an investigation into a fatal crash that led Neenah police to find a baby in a smoke-filled apartment. Police have identified the driver who died in the crash as 22-year-old Justin Hartjes. The child found in the apartment was his. Police say the apartment was filled with smoke because food was burning in the oven, which had been left on. Originally, police believed the baby was in the car when Hartjes hit a tree on South Park Saturday night. When they couldn't find the child, they went to Hartjes' apartment blocks away and forced their way in. The baby was not injured and is being cared for by relatives. Three Northeast Wisconsin health agencies are warning residents that norovirus and respiratory illnesses, including COVID-19, RSV, and influenza, are on the rise and continue circulating in the community. The Brown County Public Health, the De Pere Health Department, and the Oneida Nation Health Department say norovirus, or the stomach flu, causes vomiting and diarrhea, and hand sanitizer does not protect against norovirus. Meanwhile, respiratory illnesses are also on the rise. See our story at WGBW.fm for tips on how to stop the spread of these illnesses. The Sturgeon Bay Police are looking for 65-year-old Bradley William Pelletier, a convicted sex offender who removed his GPS tracking bracelet while on parole. Police believe he's still in Door County, but tips are scarce. Pelletier was convicted of first-degree sexual assault of a child back in 1999 and is required to be on GPS monitoring. Pelletier is a white male, 6 feet tall, about 200 pounds. He's balding and has brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sturgeon Bay Police Department. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app and AM 1590 and 1530.
20 and 1100.
There you go.
A lot of numbers this time. A lot of them.
Hey, today is National Bubble Bath Day, something I have never done.
I don't believe that.
A bubble bath? Have you?
Well, how about, okay, whatever.
What? Have you ever taken a bubble bath?
Okay, that means he has.
It totally means you have.
You literally
ran the water, put the little stopper in, took bubble bath stuff, poured it in there, and sat in a bubble bath.
Probably with floating candles in the water.
Yes!
Right?
Wine.
Oh, my God. You've literally taken a bubble bath.
Weed.
And oh, my God.
And you
is
and
your I, mom listening?
No, she is. Mom, I never. Not the weed.
Okay. And Mino and I probably taken baths in, like, horse troughs and but stuff
did you,
like
did
that.
You, but, I mean, wasn't that an incentive to get you in the tub to the bubble bath when you were a little kid?
No.
No. The incentive for me was either I got in or I got the crap beat out of me.
I'll be honest with you. I was a dirty
kid. How about your kids, though?
In the summer, I was a dirty kid. I remember one of my classmates stopped because I used to work at my brother's gas station. When I was really young, I'd hang out. I mean, I wouldn't work, but I would, you know, do things. And they came and they're on their way to their cabin. We called it a camp. And he was a classmate of mine. He goes, "Hey, Johnny." I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Man, are you dirty?"
You're like, "What?"
So we would take a sauna once a week, usually at a place. But I do remember taking a bath when I was a kid and getting out, and my sister saying, "Oh my God, clean the tub!" And it was like dirt in the tub.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember when we got a shower. We didn't have a shower in my house until I was a junior in high school. How about you? No, don't even. Todd.
Oh yeah.
When? What year?
Wait, I think we talked.
Did you have it all the way through?
Showers?
Yeah.
We did.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, we always had showers, too. But bubble bath day, I think kids like a bubble bath. A little. You probably don't remember. Your parents, I'm sure, had a bubble bath when you were little.
We did not have bubble baths.
I bet his parents didn't, Jim.
What do you know?
I mean, I remember my mom doing that for us when
right,
we were kids.
Little. Yeah, because kids like that.
Maybe when I was the bubbles. Three or something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think you did. So to say you never, I don't know. I mean, your parents aren't here. They're listening from above. But I think you did have a bubble bath. But today, but bubble bath is good incentive for your kids because they have fun in there and, you know, with the toys. But it's also something to think about for date night. John.
I'm not even going to get into that. Todd, you hear that?
I'm trying to help. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. This is
Donna,
not...
I apologize. Yeah.
No, she's listening.
I know. Okay, today is also English Toffee Day. I am a huge, unbelievable fan of English Toffee. Yep, Heath too. Bars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Greatest thing ever. When I'm on death row for knocking down those parking meters.
Did you see the text that came in?
Yeah. Ozempic won't sue. They'll hear about what a badass was cutting the head off parking meters and run. Right. By the way, Brian.
I think Brian's right.
Is this the same Brian? He said the East Side library is really cool.
Yes, it is that.
Where part. Is it?
It's right on Main Street. It's new. It's been there forever, and the county put no money into it for years and years and years and years. And then with this ARPA funds, I'm assuming, they had some extra money, and they upgraded it.
But where is it? I've never been there.
Here, this is okay, a couple anchors for you. Chinese restaurant, All You Can Eat. I think that's over there. You get your – there's a Tips and Toes to get your manicures.
Oh, yeah.
I like that guy who runs that.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Tips and Toes. Todd, you ever been to Tips and Toes?
Nope, never.
He runs a good business.
I will say this, though. When we were in New York, we were walking past, I almost got a pedicure. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you why, though. Because I hate touching my toes. I hate cutting my toenails. I hate that so much.
I hate hearing about it.
It's gross. It's gross, and there have been times right where I have flip-flops and people have been... There are certain things I'm really squeamish about, and cutting my toenails is one of them. So I thought about having a couple of drinks and going in and just closing my eyes and letting them do that.
You don't need a couple
of drinks. I have a phobia about people touching my toes or even me cutting my own toenails. Okay. I hate doing that.
Oh, God, we got to move on. There's people who do that, and... Your wife, you should do it yourself. You have to get. You know, I think where you don't like it. I don't think you have the right equipment, like the right clippers and files.
I think, John. I think if you set up a bubble bath,
yeah,
lit some candles, got the proper equipment,
yeah,
right,
and propped them up on the side of the tub.
Nice, there you nice soft towel.
You would
maybe
be like,
a robe.
Yes, a linen robe.
And then they would, in a couple of weeks, we'd say to you, "How do you relax? You know what I do?
Yeah.
I cut my nails.
I cut my toenails.
You're
I had a bubble bath with.
You're right. I'm gonna do that.
My Ozempic.
Yeah.
With my Johnny juice.
This guy's right about the address. It's by Gandrud. So
okay.
2255-ish.
I don't mean to sound ignorant or something. I didn't even know there was another library in Green Bay. I truly didn't.
Yeah.
I actually know. You know what I used to go to when I lived on the west side? There was one on, where was it?
Right next to the Volunteer Center.
I don't know. It's kind of close to the greenhouse. There used to be a really cool greenhouse across the street where I used to get flowers from. I used to buy flowers
yeah.
in that area. That was a nice little neighborhood type of thing. But as far as a big one, the downtown
Roots.
One was the
only one. That's still there.
I think it's closed.
R-O-O-T-S?
The flower shop I used to go to was closed.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, I told you, I bought flowers. I shouldn't even say this because the family, but wow, ordering flowers? That's sad. I told you about the ones you bought me where I got into it with that guy. He was going to take them at the funeral.
Yeah. It's not like I bought John flowers just for our listeners. It's
for
not
my
this,
sister.
We don't
died.
Have this. Right. It's not this. And we don't have a bromance.
And ironically, that was a Saturday and our first show was that next Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
And Southwest Branch on 9th Street. That's the one. Yes. Thank you.
And that's close to Roots, which is a flower shop.
Is. Okay.
What's a flower shop? Maybe the one you were talking about. Went away and the lady.
There was a really cool one that I used to go to. Just really nice people. You know, I'm not even going to say the name of the place where I went to yesterday for a prescription. Okay. First of all, Todd. Oh, I shouldn't. No, okay. Never
mind. What?
I have an idea.
Well, I shared something with you that was a prescription, which is illegal.
You did. Yeah, I'm supposed to do that.
What did you? You didn't share that with me.
No?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Okay.
The nose spray?
Yeah.
No. I've got my own.
Okay. So anyway.
Back it up.
Oh. nose spray is not. That's well, I thought it was something else.
No, okay. But it's a prescription type.
Yeah, that's true. You can't.
So anyway, so I'm at the place yesterday, and she says, "Okay, here's your prescription that came in. It's $26."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Really? I thought that'd be on, you know, yada yada yada." She says, "Well, no, this isn't." I go, wait a minute. Is this the hay fever stuff? She goes, "Yes, it's the spray." I said, "I haven't had hay fever since August. Why am I still getting this?"
You can use it for decongestion in your sinuses and stuff like that in general.
But yeah. I got five of them now sitting on my shelves.
Use them every day.
Why do they still give me?
Because I don't think you're taking it
correctly.
As prescribed.
Yeah. Every morning you should go.
Because if you look in your and you have all these backup on meds, that means you're not taking them.
But I didn't think you need to take them all the time.
You know, that's why people stop taking their meds because they feel better, and that can lead to much worse things. So you can take it till it's gone.
Okay.
Anyway.
This little Wires Library in Howard is very nice. I've heard that. I have not been there, but I've heard that.
A great library. That whole area is just happening. You know, there's the YMCA right there, and then there's the library, and then
is that right off Cardinal Lane?
Yep.
That area there? Yeah.
AMS is coming down. They're building that whole development of it's called.
What are they building? Are they building apartments there?
Yeah. And some townhouses.
I will say this. I was there. We did a morning show there when I was on IXX. Did a whatever.
I was on that show. That was for recruiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was
that's
there.
Right.
I was on there. That was a while ago.
The thing. Oh, my God. That's 20 years ago, probably. Yeah. The thing I remember, though, was the sun coming up. It's a really nice view.
Well, you're high up.
And it's like, oh my gosh, is this some? And it was coming up like over the golf course, like Village Green.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy crap, this is one of the nicest views in Green Bay.
And it's high up, right? Six stories. And I hope when they rebuild that it's close to that. It's called whatever green and gold is in Irish. So glass would be one. Anyway, it's going to be a great
Verde.
That's green and that.
No, I got no.
Paper.
I'm bilingual a little bit. Verde Oro.
Okay, whatever.
Jim.
It's Verde Oro.
Verde Oro
is
green. No, green and gold.
In what? What's Oro?
Latin.
I don't believe that.
Oro is gold. Verde is green.
Yeah, Verde is
Verde.
Green. Everybody knows that.
Oro. Green and gold.
All right. Well, anyway, that's not the name of it. But they're going to.
It says Verde et Oro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Verde et Oro. Verde et Oro.
The et could be
Say
the
it
and.
With me. Verde et Oro.
All right. There's your class.
Oro.
Yes. All right. I like it.
Yeah.
That's not the name of it.
That's like the first smart thing I've ever said to you and schooled you on that you didn't know. Because I can see you having had Latin when you were in school.
Just memorize the Catholic prayers.
Did not really know
what I was saying.
That was the most panic-stricken time of your life. The first time you had to serve Mass when you're like 8 years old, and it was in Latin when we did it. Then like a month later, they switched over.
Yeah, that was.
I'll never forget.
Vatican II, they kind of, right?
You come in and you're at the altar, and you're bent over, and the priest goes, and then he'd look at you, and I'm supposed to say,
you're listening.
Mucho gatse,
that's Spanish. There's Latin.
And I'll never forget him looking at me with this stern look son of a. Yeah.
Yeah. That we all learned Latin. Everybody who's our age learned. That would be a misnomer to say we learned Latin. We memorized Latin.
Memorized
prayers.
Words. You know what
sounds? Did you actually learn the words, or did you just do the sound?
Just memorize the sound.
We just memorized the
didn't
prayers.
Didn't know a
too.
Thing.
No, those nuns never said this is. No. We never used
you didn't
it
have to
outside
comprehend
of
it. You just.
But we never used it outside of that.
No, never. No, but you know what's weird when you think about this? Mm. People used to go to church. Okay. I mean, my dad went to church every day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'd sit there, and you don't, until they got to the sermon, nothing was understandable.
Well,
right? It'd be like going to Poland, and people are talking Polish the whole time. Hey, Nuszka. You know what I mean? Nuszka, hey, nine.
Maybe that was better.
Max Nix.
Maybe that was better because they were more just making a connection.
It made it easier to nap. We're going to start a quick break. Mind on the Bear. Back up.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub & Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. Like and follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The 2024 election was certified January 6th by Congress with no objections, accusations of fraud, or violent mobs. Why was it, well, blissfully boring? Vice President Kamala Harris handed each state's electoral college letters of certification to tellers, who then read them out loud. When complete, the total was announced and Trump was declared the winner. The whole process took less than 30 minutes. What changed? The Electoral Count Reform Act was implemented, making it harder for Congress to derail certification. Election rules were tightened in many states, but in battleground Michigan, where voter access was dramatically expanded, Trump won. After losing in 2020, he claimed widespread voter fraud in Detroit. Hand-counting activists have also been curiously silent. Were the voting machines different this time? Electronic ballot tabulators, the target of conspiracy theories and multi-million-dollar lawsuits, are still on the job and recognized as far more accurate and less costly than hand-counting. What about the legions of undocumented immigrants Trump claimed last October would vote illegally? There was no widespread evidence of non-citizen voting in this or any other U.S. election. Other than no criminal conspiracy to overthrow the results, not much did change. Our 2024 election was secured by many of the same heroic election officials doing the blissfully boring work of democracy. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Today.
A lot of texts coming. I like it. Thank you, texters. We love hearing from you. Jim, you know who didn't learn Latin that are your age? Lutherans!
I know.
LOL. We were just talking about this. We're a little jealous of you guys.
Of
the Lutherans?
Their masses were shorter. That's what I was just going to say. But the bottom line was we just knew we were going to heaven. Everybody else was going to hell. But the Lutherans had shorter masses, 15, 20 minutes, right?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. The weddings?
No.
Boom.
Weren't they?
No. I mean, our church services were an hour long.
Are you Lutheran?
Yeah.
Or were Lutheran?
Yeah. Were.
They were an hour?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
And those sermons got...
Oh, yours too?
Yeah. We had a great pastor, but my God, the guy could not tell a story.
Wow.
You know what?
I thought... Maybe they were just teasing
us Catholics and saying, you guys
said,
even though they were there.
Hour wow. 15 minutes.
I just want to say that's funny because we're... We didn't grow up in the same town, obviously, and yet we both have that stereotype of Lutherans that we're a little bit jealous because they had shorter masses.
Let's be honest, though. You just said something that honestly was kind of put into our heads when we were young.
That everybody was going to go to hell?
Except Catholics.
Of course.
I know. There's a heaven for Catholics.
That's how they get you.
And there's this other place for other... And don't ever get me started on the Methodists.
Yeah, right.
What we were told. Oh, my God.
You know, that is funny that I don't know if they ever
That was
said
such a big
like
part
that,
of
but,
your growing up in those
oh,
days.
Oh, man.
I mean, there was a tragic accident that happened in Nagani before I wasn't even born. My brother's age. These two kids were tragically killed in a snow cave. And they were on this hill and they built snow caves and it collapsed. Okay, horrific, tragic. But one of them was a really good friend of some of my brother's friends at St. Paul's, a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. The nuns would not allow them to go to the funeral because it was in either a Lutheran or Methodist church. They weren't even allowed to go to the funeral to step inside that church. Isn't that crazy when you look back on that?
It is. It's and I got something that's
much happier than that. My sister, who dated a lot, was told by the nuns, you are not allowed to date public school boys. That's a sin, to date boys from the public school.
My goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not making any of this stuff up. No, this is honest. I bet a lot of people out there, old school Catholics, understand what we're talking about.
A story that I can relate to that a little bit. No, this is, I wasn't born either, but my dad sang in this barbershop quartet, and when they would be asked to sing in a Lutheran church, there was a lot of interference with that. Isn't that something?
Yes, that's what I mean.
To sing.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I have to play this just because we're talking about all this stuff this morning.
And now it's time for a church chat.
With the church lady.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Oh, no question.
Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mino is your home address in Manitowoc. If you check out books in Green Bay, does your library get charged? I read this was an ongoing issue here in Kewaunee. Tori, I don't know. What? I don't even know what my home address would be now. I don't know.
Okay. Couple things. One is the library system in our community here in this county is owned by the county, is run by the county system. And I don't think a lot of other libraries are. I think that's one of the issues. They had a big deal with Outagamie. Remember who's their executive? Tom? Good guy. Who's the executive, the county executive? He ran for Tom Nelson.
Oh,
he's a good guy.
Very good guy.
Yeah, with Breakfast on the Farm, right? He never missed one of those.
I will say this. He is or was, I don't know if he, exactly the same way you were. If I was doing an event, he was there.
Oh, that guy's awesome.
I remember the Jerobic run all these different things. He was at all this, just like you were.
But he would come, I didn't do that much in Appleton. He did a lot in Brown County.
So this is from a story that came out, this looks like a long time ago. But this is what Tory sent in. He said, Kewaunee County County is asking residents to try and take advantage of their local public libraries. Kewaunee County was recently billed $50,000 by Brown County for use of its libraries.
What?
That happened. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Explain that again a little bit.
I think Outagamie was even more. But I think they worked something out.
Explain that again a little bit, please.
This is just the story that I read. This is, 2015, 2016. Exactly. So this is a while ago, right?
Well, Troy was there.
Said Kewaunee County recently was billed $50,000 by Brown County for use of its libraries. The bill is due, blah, 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 blah. Kewaunee County is asking residents to try and take advantage of their local public libraries.
So I think that got resolved.
Like it's semi-illegal to use a different county's library if you don't live there? I didn't know that.
I just want to say that I think the county funds the library system and other people are using it, and I think they're... But I don't know. We'll have to talk to him, but I think it got resolved.
You want to know a library I enjoyed going to? And this is going to sound crazy. This is going to be like a dumb thing I'm going to say. When I was living in Appleton, I loved going to the Appleton Library that was in an old Jubilee store, whatever it was. While they were remodeling or building that one, because it was so wide open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just wide open. Yeah. You could find everything. Because I'm not good at finding things. I go to a grocery store, and if I'm looking for tuna fish, I'll walk up and down every single aisle until I find that can of tuna fish.
You don't read the signs?
And then there are no signs for things like that.
Yes, they're hanging from the ceiling. Look up.
Then I try finding Tang. Hardest thing you'll find is aisle 15 at Festival. Yeah. It's aisle 15 at Festival. You got to know where it is. I have literally started at the very beginning, walked up and down every single aisle trying to find one thing.
I did ask the guy about the Tang. I couldn't find it.
No.
I don't have patience for that.
Right.
It's like I got to.
Yep.
But
Todd's got something here.
This is on social media this morning. Parking meters coming to Green Bay's west side. A Fox 11 article back in October said they would be coming, not maybe coming. However, this morning on Mino and the Mayor, former Mayor Jim Schmidt said they would have to pass city council. Perhaps Alders or other city officials would like to clarify that.
Yep. Ooh. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I think that's, I'm okay with that, quite honestly.
With putting parking meters there?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because we have them here.
I'd rather
why make
the
a bad
here.
Thing? Why make a bad thing twice as bad? I don't get it. Man, you know what?
Politics.
I got to buy a lot of hacksaw blades. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will be my guest. Meta ends fact-checking, and is a NATO ally really a NATO ally if our president-elect threatens them with force? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane force winds across Southern California are fueling at least three destructive wildfires. ABC's Kana Whitworth in a mask with more from Altadena, north of Pasadena.
What authorities are saying is that this fire behavior is incredibly erratic, and so it's shooting the fire back and forth from side to side of the road. And so they're actually putting out a fire in one spot and have to go revisit it and put it out again. And this is the result of not being able to get air attack on this fire because the winds are so high.
Donald Trump Jr. visited Greenland on Tuesday as his father, President-elect Donald Trump, said he wouldn't rule out using the U.S. military to take over the territory as well as the Panama Canal for national security purposes, he says. Rescuers in the freezing high-altitude Tibet region where a strong earthquake hit this week have been searching again for any survivors. Tents, quilts, and other relief items have arrived in the area where 126 people lost their lives. This is ABC News.